I'm Dave DeWitt. This is Tested from WUNC, a daily look at how North Carolina is dealing with COVID-19 and what we're learning about ourselves in the face of a global crisis. Today, stress. We all have a role to play in this pandemic. For the majority of us, it's to stay home, stay away from others, and do our best to manage our lives through the next few weeks of social distancing. And that can be tough enough, because sitting and just watching the numbers go up and up is stressful.
My name is Jill, and I'm from Apex. All they do is just keep telling us numbers of how many people have been infected with the coronavirus. My biggest concern, they're not saying where any of these people in Wake County have gotten it. Don't they owe it to the public to tell people?
I'm calling from Raleigh. My name is Paul. We keep hearing all these numbers are going up, 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 up. Is nobody recovering from this?
For some, unanswered questions are a cause of stress. But for others, the stress is more acute and focused. People who have loved ones who are sick, or those fighting the disease on the front lines in hospitals across North Carolina. People like Dr. Mary Claire O'Brien. She works in the emergency department at Wake Forest Baptist Hospital and spoke with WFDD.
Like everyone else in a situation like this, I have a little bit of anticipation fatigue. And, you know, you keep waiting for the, for the train to come down the track, and you're not sure, is it here yet or when's it coming? And that can be a little bit wearying. And for me anyway, the key to it is you just do your job every day, and then you rest, and then you get up, and then you do your job again, and then you rest, and then you get up, and you do your job again. And so the most important thing for me anyway, personally, has been turning off the dang TV.
In typical times, everyone has their own unique levels of stress and their own ways of coping with it. But these times are far from typical, and we can all use a little guidance in managing the added stress we're all feeling. So let's start there with Siobhan Newpert. She's a professor of psychology at NC State University. She researches stress, and first, she explains how this stress is different.
Yeah, so we're all experiencing what would probably be classified as the chronic, like the ongoing stress of the COVID-19 pandemic. But on top of that, we have the day-to-day stress that everybody is used to experiencing. So whether those are arguments or things that are stressful at work or things that are stressful at home, those are still happening. And they're happening on top of this chronically stressful and somewhat unpredictable pandemic situation. So my work is really targeted at thinking about how can we try to cope with things that perhaps are likely under our control. So we've been told by people that we need to stay home. That's how we're all supposed to act with the pandemic. But within that, everyone has their own unique situation of their day-to-day life. So for some of us, we're now trying to work from home and perhaps help our children, you know, learn and stay engaged in school. Other people may have lost their jobs. So everybody has their own unique situation, and how can we try to cope with our unique new normal right now?
So I guess the next question is, how do we do that? Are there some things that you can suggest for folks that they can do to try to deal with this chronic stress from this pandemic that's sort of layered on top of the more regular stresses you described?
So we've been focusing in my lab on what's called proactive coping. It's coping before something stressful happens. So that's probably best targeted at the things in your day-to-day life that you can identify that might be coming up in your own unique scenario. So whether you think there'll be a stressful social interaction with somebody, or whether it would be a work-related event or something in your home, those are the kinds of things that we would suggest if you can try to proactively cope with them, to think about ways you could plan ahead for them to reduce their impact or avoid them altogether, that would be ideal. But sometimes that doesn't work, and the stress happens anyways. And so our recent study suggested that the best scenario is to try to be very mindful on a daily basis. So to try to be attentive to the present moment, to stay engaged in what's happening here and now without necessarily judging it or trying to change it, just kind of accepting that this is what's happening right now. That was the combination of trying to plan for the future, being proactive, but also staying in the present was the best combination for resilient stress responses.
So I'm wondering what can we do if those sort of techniques we use individually for managing our stress just aren't working at a time like this?
Yeah, these are really unusual times. So everybody's daily routines are disrupted. And I think the future for many of us might seem more ambiguous or unpredictable than we're used to. So my suggestion is to think about what is unique for you. It's unrealistic to imagine that there's one size fits all coping situation where everybody is going to cope the same way and it's going to work the same way for every person. That's completely unrealistic. We've all lived our lives up until this point, and we may have found some coping strategies that work uniquely for us, but maybe those aren't working right now because these are totally different situations that we find ourselves in. So I feel like people should really be encouraged to try out some new coping strategies. The daily routines that we have, they might be changing pretty rapidly. So we should be encouraged to be flexible with our coping strategies, to try out new and different ones, and to remember to live in the moment as best we can when stressful events arise.
Many of us, including myself, have to not only manage our own levels of stress, but we have to help our kids manage theirs. How can we help kids of various ages and levels of understanding of what's going on manage their stress?
That's a great question. So my answer will probably depend on the age of the child and the relationship with the child. So if you are a parent of a very young child, ages 2, 3, 4, it's somewhat unrealistic to think that they would have a full understanding mm-hmm. of what is actually going on, and that is okay. The extent to which you can try to maintain some normalcy for them, I think is ideal. Kids who may be in some online learning scenarios where they're chatting with their classes and they still have connections with their peers, they're more likely to hear about what is going on and realize that life is really different. They're not going to school anymore. They are trying to do school from home, and that is strange. That's for many children going to be a way in which parents can really help facilitate that adjustment. You know your child the best. So if you need to set up a routine for them that feels like a regular school day because that's how they're used to functioning and that we know that children do tend to like routines, then I would encourage people to do that. We have year-round schools in Wake County, so if your child is supposed to be tracked out right now, what kinds of things could you do at home that would make it feel like a typical track out and to try to get them ready for their distance education that will be starting when their track out ends. So I think there's a lot of room here to think about unique opportunities. Again, just encouraging parents that you do know your child the best. You know what works for them, what has worked in the past. Try out new things. Do your best to help answer questions in an appropriate way that your age child could understand. I've seen, you know, neat news reports of older children, you know, teenagers and beyond, who do understand what is happening and want to be helpful. They want to give back in some way. And so they've come up with unique and creative ways to help people and to help others cope with this uncertain time. But also in the same process, they're doing a lot of good, and that must help themselves as well. The age and stage of the children and their understanding and their capacity to understand and their capacity to engage with the situation will be unique to each child. So encouraging parents to acknowledge that and to pick what's right for their child, to do something that might look different from another family. But again, you know your children the best.
Professor Siobhan Newport is on the faculty in the psychology department at NC State. She researches stress and how people cope with it. And along those lines, she has an ongoing study you might want to consider being a part of. Specifically, she wants to know how you're reacting to and feeling about COVID-19. If you're interested in participating, you can find a link to it on the Tested page at WUNC.org. Hang tight, more in a moment. This would be a good time to say thanks to everyone who supports WUNC. Whether you're an individual donor or a business, we can't say thank you enough for providing us with the resources and opportunity to serve our community and the state of North Carolina with up-to-the-minute news and information. Everyone at WUNC is working around the clock to do just that at this unique and perilous moment in our history. And we couldn't do that without your help. So thanks, and if you're able, please go to WUNC.org if you want to donate for the first time or to perhaps increase your pledge. The numbers out today in North Carolina are, again, sobering. Cases have now been reported in all but 17 counties across the state. By far the highest number has been in Mecklenburg. About one quarter of all the state's cases have been reported in the Charlotte region. Gibby Harris is the Mecklenburg County Health Director, and she got emotional when reporting the data to a legislative committee on Thursday.
Based on the limited data we have and the fact that this situation is changing daily is what's keeping me up at night. Sorry, I've done a pretty good job of not being emotional about this up to this point.
Harris says younger people haven't been taking the pandemic seriously, and that's a problem.
Unfortunately, the weather was wonderful this past weekend. Everybody had the opportunity to get out, but our parks were packed, which is not what we're asking. And people were on our playground equipment, which we've asked them to stay off of. People were on the courts playing basketball. We're asking them not to do that.
The weather in Charlotte and across North Carolina is expected to be pretty nice again this weekend. Hopefully, the seriousness of our current situation has sunk in, and people will make some smarter choices. That's it for this episode of Tested. I'm Dave DeWitt. A special thanks to Will Michaels for some production assistance today. Lindsay Foster Thomas is our executive producer. Brent Wolf is WUNC's news director. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow.